Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Derringer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Paul Derringer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman strikes out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is walked intentionally. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Lieber moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers bunts towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Frey moves to second. One out. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Frey moves to third. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey scores. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball towards left. Gleason settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gleason. Werber scores. McCormick goes all the way around to score. Goodman moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Reds. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lieber hits a fly ball into left field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lombardi moves to second. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 0 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lombardi moves to third. Frey moves to second. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Derringer strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Collins reaches second base with a double. Gleason moves to third. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Derringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gleason scores. Collins moves to third. It's 3-2, Reds. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Root hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to home to get Collins. Maddock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Maddock moves to third. Root moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-3, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lieber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ripple. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Thompson now pitching. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Collins bunts towards the mound. Thompson juggles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Gleason moves to second. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maddock strikes out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Root hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripple hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Lombardi reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey strikes out. Two outs. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lombardi scores. It's 6-4, Cubs. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Lombardi and he is out, Myers applying the tag. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Herman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Werber moves to second. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball and throws to root covering. Safe. Werber moves to third. McCormick moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Werber scores. McCormick moves to third. Goodman moves to second. One out. It's 6-5, Cubs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripple is walked intentionally. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lombardi hits a fly ball into left field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCormick scores. Two outs. It's Reds, 6, Cubs, 6. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lieber is called out on strikes. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gleason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCormick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Root strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 6. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Reds. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ripple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gleason. Lombardi reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. 1 out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maury Arnovich now playing left field. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.